are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He's now a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and is the author of the book, Surrender is Not an Option, Defending America at the United Nations. For the next few minutes, we want to get his thoughts on the latest developments regarding North Korea and Iran. And Ambassador Bolton, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
I remember having you on the program a couple years ago when your book came out, and at that time it appeared that North Korea was complying with the international community and agreeing to dismantle its nuclear program. And I asked you if that was a good template for Iran, and you said, don't believe it for a second. They are not interested in dismantling. It clearly appears now that you were right. What have you noticed about North Korea during your time at the UN and elsewhere that convinced you that they were not playing honestly on this issue?
Well, you know, North Korea has never kept any agreement that it's made since the armistice of 1953. And the fact is, especially on the nuclear weapons program, this is a trump card for Kim Jong-il's regime in Pyongyang, and there was never any chance he was voluntarily going to give that program up. And I think we can see now the continued proof of that, the second nuclear test, the continued testing of ballistic missiles. He's determined to have a deliverable ballistic missile capability for those weapons. Not only to have it for North Korea, but to sell it to other countries like Iran and Syria, or frankly, anybody else that has hard cash that's willing to buy it. So I just don't see North Korea as ever being talked out of its nuclear weapons program.
What will work with them? What has worked, if anything, historically?
Well, I think the only thing that could work would be continued international pressure, ramping up the Proliferation Security Initiative that we developed in the Bush administration to stop international trafficking in weapons of mass destruction, once again cutting North Korea out of international financial markets to squeeze them from the resource perspective, and, you know, most importantly of all, putting pressure on China, which is uniquely capable of applying really massive pressure on North Korea. They supply 90% of North Korea's energy and a substantial amount of their food and other humanitarian needs. If China were really serious about stopping the North Korean nuclear weapons program, it could do it very, very quickly. We've given China a pass on this, unfortunately, including during the Bush administration. That needs to stop.
Ambassador, some say that the North Koreans are being very belligerent in their language, and they actually fear that they might use such weapons against the South Koreans, Japan, or perhaps other countries. Others say, no, this is just their way of getting attention, and that really they would never actually deploy these weapons. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think the North Koreans are following a playbook that they have used in the past very successfully from their perspective. They engage in belligerent rhetoric and behavior. And what's happened in the past is that earlier governments of the United States, South Korea, Japan have given way to that pressure. They've made concessions. They've given North Korea tangible economic and political benefits. So from North Korea's perspective, this has worked for them in past encounters. Why not try it again? It's very rational if you look at it their way. I think we need to stop that kind of enabling behavior. And ironically, President Obama said that in his press conference with South Korean President Lee. The problem is our president's policy is schizophrenic, because at the same time he's saying we're going to break with these earlier policies that rewarded North Korea's belligerence, he also says that he wants North Korea to come back to the negotiating table in six-party talks. And if I were in Pyongyang, I would read that essentially as a license to keep doing what they've been doing and to come back into a process that buys North Korea more time, gives it legitimacy by sitting down at the table with the United States. And in fact, it's the very process by which North Korea has extracted these economic and political benefits that have propped the regime up. So I wish the president would just have stopped after saying, I'm not going to reinforce their behavior as we have in the past. That would be the right policy to pursue.
We're speaking with former United States Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. And Ambassador, let's move to another a country that's provided us plenty of headaches and is also a nuclear threat in the very near future, and that's Iran. We're obviously seeing public unrest as a result of what many people see as rigged elections to reelect Mahmoud Ahmadinejad late last week. Some see this as a tremendous opportunity to infuse freedom and possibly some sort of regime change in Iran. Do you see that opportunity and what's playing out in Tehran right now?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I do think we're in a pre-revolutionary moment in Iran. I think this has moved well beyond an election dispute between Mousavi and Ahmadinejad. I don't know at this point, though, whether we can say for certain what's going to happen, because in part the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, has not tipped his hand, nor has the Revolutionary Guard, the elite forces that are protectors, the Praetorian Guard of the Islamic Revolution. So we're at a point where I think some strong outside support, and I mean more than rhetorical support, the financial support, maybe clandestine support for the dissidents, would make a big difference. I think the United States should have been doing this over the past 8 years. Unfortunately, we weren't. If we had been, we might be in a very different position now. But what remains here is a very uncertain situation over the next several days. But nobody should underestimate the will or the discipline of the Revolutionary Guards, and we could see another Tiananmen Square here if it's not handled carefully.
About 60 seconds left here, Ambassador, and we've got this debate now brewing in Washington. There are some. We just had Congressman Dana Rohrabacher on the program yesterday saying that it's time for President Obama to step up and publicly say he's on the side of these demonstrators in pursuit of freedom. The president has said that we can't be seen as meddling and that the current Iranian regime could easily use us as a straw man to crush this uprising. What's the smart way to move here?
Well, you know, I think America is always subject to being accused of being the problem in these situations. And I think really what's at work here is less a coherent policy by President Obama than the playing out of elements of his character. This is the fellow who abstained so often in the Illinois state legislature, who campaigned under an operating slogan of "No Drama, Obama." I just don't think he likes crises, and I think he's hoping that something will happen in Iran that will take this cup from his lips so he doesn't have to come out one way or the other. He's so afraid of jeopardizing the prospect for negotiation, he's unwilling to take a stand, whereas, in fact, the Iranians are not going to negotiate their nuclear weapons away anyway. So I think he's missing a big opportunity. I think the United States is missing a big opportunity, and we're certainly in a strange environment, as the Wall Street Journal said this morning, when the president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, is taking a stronger line than the president of the United States.
Ambassador, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. His book is Surrender is Not an Option, Defending America at the United Nations. This is Dateline Washington.